A prayer breakfast this Saturday, 8:30. If you're working, please be here by 6. And then, of course, our daughter's wedding shower at 3 p.m. You're welcome to that. So that's all this Saturday. So keep that in mind. And grab a bulletin that's out there for a list of the sick. If you would, open your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And we'll get to that in a moment. I was looking at, I don't know where, I can't remember where I came across this, but there's four places in the world called confidence, all right? Interestingly, they're all in here in America. You have Confidence, West Virginia, Confidence, Illinois, Confidence, Iowa, and Confidence, California. So it seems like there's a lot of people that want to live in confidence. And I was just kind of thinking about this and thinking about the idea of, you know, confidence. You know, everybody wants confidence in everything, if you think about it. And that's not a bad thing. You know, that's not a bad thing. Now, of course, when it turns into self-confidence, you got to be careful. That can become prideful and damaging there, boastful. But, you know, we do a lot of things in life to gain confidence. Another interesting thing that I read was right now in America, it's the largest intra-migration in our history. In other words, Americans moving to other places in America right now. Why is that happening? Well, people want confidence, you know. I think people with a certain political ideologies and beliefs want to get out of places that they don't agree with, so they'll move somewhere else. Or they want financial confidence. They want to go somewhere where there's lower taxes or you know, better job opportunities. You know, you want that confidence. You know, that's why you know places like Fairview are booming and going to boom a whole lot more. Right, and I've heard it several times now. They've gave out like 1,000 housing permits for Fairview this year. I think Brother Ray was telling me about that before they moved. You know, people want confidence. They want to live in a place where they're confident in a low crime rate and they're confident in the school. So people want confidence. So, and that's not a bad thing. You know, as Christians, we find confidence through the wisdom of the Lord. We found that the reward of wisdom is knowing God. Let me read Proverbs 2, 1 through 5 to you real quick. My son, if you will receive my words and treasure my commandments within you, make your ear attentive to wisdom, incline your heart to understanding, for if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasures, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. All right, we find the reward of knowing God is eternal confidence. Deuteronomy 31 and verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. All right, now over here to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. You know, and in this passage here, you know, we find the reward of confidence in him is eternal hope. Right? Eternal confident expectation. We've talked about that in our class several times. That's what biblical hope is. It's a confident expectation. Right, God made a promise. I responded to that promise. He doesn't lie. Doesn't change the rules. Right? He said, if you do this, I will remove your sins. If you do this, we've been talking about walking in the light, to the best of your ability according to what I've given you, I'll continuously cleanse you. And if you do that, I've got a home waiting for you. Right? And so we have to have confidence in that prepared home that he's made for a prepared people. So let me read this and then we'll offer the invitation. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is decaying, yet our inward man is being renewed day by day. For this momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory. He's talking about heaven. What's waiting for you? Are you confident in that? God said it, so you need to believe it. And here's why. While we look not at the things which are seen, but we look at the things which are unseen. Well, why, God? He's going to say, because the things that are seen with our physical eyes here are temporary, but the things that are unseen are eternal. He goes on in chapter 5 talking about we have a house not made with hands, right? And so the question I guess I want us to think about for tonight and the rest of this week is, do you live in confidence, right? Focus on Him, or as we talked about in class, you know, fix your eyes on Him. You can have that confidence. That confidence begins with, of course, obeying His gospel as given us. He said if you believe in Jesus, you repent of your sins, you confess Him before man, and you reenact the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus in water, immersion, your sins will be removed. That's a promise God made. Have confidence in that promise. And He promised us, we come up out of the water graves of baptism, sins removed, we get a fresh start. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. We're new creatures, right? If you haven't done that, that's a call. If you have, and you've fallen away, went back to a lifestyle of sin, you can take care of that before the church in a public manner. Pray for you, pray with you, whatever it is you might need. If you have a spiritual need, please let someone know as we stand, as we sing.